This is Dr. Indigo dictating a disability physical for a claimant by the name of Gabriel Charles Raymond Jr. Date of birth, April the 10th, 1959. Case ID number is 4070113. Date of exam, January 10, 2023. Duration of examination, 45 minutes. Medical records available prior to examination. Medical records from Premier Family Physician dated 12/23/20 and 2/22/21, as well as 9/23/21. Identifying information. This is a 63-year-old divorced male with no children who presented to my office for a disability evaluation to evaluate allegations of degenerative disc disease with radiculopathy. The claimant is presently unemployed, and his last employment date was on November the 20th, 2020, where he did tech support for 3 years. He also worked for cable as a technician for 15 years. During that time, he worked 8 hours per day, 5 days out of the week, and 4 weeks out of the month. At the present time, he lives in a house by himself, and he is receiving disability benefits from a private insurance from work. Allegations number one, degenerative disc disease with radiculopathy. History of allegations, number one, degenerative disc disease with radiculopathy of the lumbar sacral spine. The claimant states that on November the 18th, 2020, he was picking up a hamper and felt a sharp pain in the lumbar sacral back area. He states the character of the pain is an aching, stabbing, burning, throbbing pain located in the lumbar sacral back area, which radiates down to his right leg. On March the 9th, 2021, the claimant had a L4, L5 right discectomy with mitral dissection performed on the lumbar sacral back to correct his problem with fair results. The claimant states he's able to walk 1 block, comma, stand for 30 minutes, comma, sit for 1 hour, comma, lift approximately 10 pounds above his head, and bend over to pick up clothes. He states that his physical state has improved. However, he still has pain, although it's at a lower level. He states before he had pain at a 10 level, and now his level of pain is between a 6 to an 8. The claimant has no assistive devices that he brought with him and states that he does do home exercises to strengthen his back. His daily activities include watching TV, comma, doing light housework, comma, going to the grocery store, comma, cooking, comma, doing the laundry, and doing some home exercises. His physician is Dr. Dolson, and he did see a chiropractor where he received 3 months of physical therapy for his back, which he states did not help him very much. An MRI was performed, which indicated that he had a herniated disc at the L4, L5 level with facet arthropathy. He was also diagnosed with radiculopathy of the right side, degenerative disc disease, and spondylosis. X-rays were performed, which revealed a sacral S1 lumbarization. His condition at this time is stable. The claimant states he suffers from occasional swelling, comma, warmth, comma, pain and stiffness, comma, increased pain with cold, damp weather, and pain that he feels daily. The claimant states that he feels pain and numbness at the same time of the right lower extremity, indicating some kind of nerve involvement. As noted earlier, his limitations include being able to walk one block, comma, stand for 30 minutes, comma, climb one flight of stairs, comma, squat, and bend over to pick up clothes. He is left-handed dominant and is able to write, comma, use a coffee cup, comma, open up a jar top, comma, use a skillet, comma, sweep a room, comma, button his clothes, and lift approximately 10 pounds above his head. He has no assistive devices that he uses and is presently on no medication for pain. His physical activity includes walking and doing housework around the home. He does live by himself. Family history. His father died at the age of 62 from stomach cancer. His mother is 87 and suffers from osteoarthritis and diverticulitis. Medications, none. Medical problems. Degenerative disc disease with right-sided radiculopathy. L4, L5, herniated disc with discectomy and microdissection of that area performed on 3/9/2021. The claimant also had a left shoulder rotator cuff tear repair with biceps surgery performed in 2017 for a ruptured biceps with good results. Social history, tobacco. The claimant has a history of smoking 2 packs of cigarettes per week for 20 years. The claimant has also a history of drinking 3 to 4 beers per month for 20 years. He denies any delirium tremors or seizure disorder. Substance abuse, the claimant does use marijuana. He denies the use of cocaine, comma, crack, comma, heroin, comma, or any IV drug abuse. He also takes CBD gummies. The last time the claimant smoked marijuana was in 2021, and he is now taking the CBD gummies for pain. Communicable diseases, the claimant denies any history of hepatitis, comma, HIV, comma, or any sexually transmitted diseases. Physical examination, temperature is 98.2 Fahrenheit, weight 209 pounds, height 5 feet 9 inches, BP 144 over 90 mmHg, heart rate 79 beats per minute, respiration 16 respirations per minute, BMI 31, general. This is a 63-year-old male who appears to be a stated age and is in no acute distress. He also appears to be a reliable historian who was sent to my office for a disability evaluation. Could you please drop down to H-E-E-N-T to the last two sentences. Visual acuity was mildly abnormal. Confrontational visual fields were grossly normal. The claimant did appear to have poor dentition that has not been treated completely at this time. Could you please drop down to abdomen after the last sentence? There is a 5-centimeter vertical surgical scar of the lumbar sacral back area where a discectomy was performed on the claimant, which appears to be well healed. Could you drop down to cerebellar function? To neurological, the last sentence, reflexes of the patellar and ankle were 1+ bilaterally, as well as decreased reflexes for the brachioradialis reflex and biceps reflexes bilaterally. Could you drop down to cerebellar function? The claimant's gait was slow, steady, but symmetric. The claimant did not come with an assistive device. His hand-eye coordination was good and finger-to-nose was normal. Heel to shin exam was normal and the Romberg sign was negative. Could you please drop down to muscular skeletal? The claimant had some palpable muscle spasms and tenderness located in the lumbar sacral back area. No joint swelling, erythema, effusion, or deformity was noted. There is normal range of motion of the cervical, thoracic, and lumbar spine, and the claimant was able to forward flex within 3 inches of the floor. There is normal range of motion, motor, and sensory findings in the upper and lower extremities, except for some mild symptoms of radiculopathy of the right lower extremity. Straight leg raise exam in the supine position. In the sitting position was 90 degrees bilaterally. However, in the supine position, it was 40 degrees on the right side and 80 degrees on the left. Sensory examination was mildly abnormal to light touch throughout the body, especially for the right lower extremity. There is normal range of motion and strength of both knees. The claimant is able to squat and get up on his own. No difficulty was noted upon the claimant's ability to rise from a sitting position, and the claimant was able to get up and down from the exam table without difficulty. The claimant had no difficulty in walking on his heels and toes, as well as being able to walk at a normal tandem rate. He could stand on one foot bilaterally and was able to hop on each foot bilaterally. Assisted devices. He requires no assisted devices at this time. Could you drop down to after neurological? To neurological exam, grip strength was plus 5 over 5 bilaterally. The claimant is able to make a full closed fist, pinch, opposed fingers, and make a good grip. Cranial nerves 2 through 12 were grossly intact. Reflexes were symmetrical, and biceps, brachioradialis, patellar, and Achilles reflexes were decreased at 1 plus. Sensory examination was mildly abnormal to light touch, pinprick, and position sense. Was abnormal, especially for the right lower extremity. No evidence of muscle wasting and slight muscle spasms of the lower extremities. Muscle strength was plus 5 over 5 for all tested areas. Fine index wrist finger control is normal bilaterally. X-rays of the lumbar sacral spine, no acute findings. Functional capacity. Based on the current examination, the claimant's ability to sit, stand, and move about is mildly restricted. He's able to lift, carry, and handle objects. He hears and speaks well. There is no evidence of joint deformity, bone, or tissue destruction, except for a herniated disc that was treated with a discectomy. He does have mild right lower leg radiculopathy, which appears to be better at this time. He is able to heel, toe, and tandem walk. There is normal grip strength bilaterally. His ability to reach, handle, finger, and feel is unrestricted. On examination, the claimant shows no evidence of muscle wasting, but mild fatigue. The claimant has no limitations in his visual fields and minor limitations in his visual acuity. He is able to communicate very well without limitations, but does have some restricted limitations in his workplace environment, secondary to lumbar sacral back sprain. Probable diagnoses. Number one, degenerative disc disease with radiculopathy and a herniated disc of the lumbar sacral back area, which was treated with discectomy. Dash. The claimant does have signs of mild right lower leg radiculopathy with nerve involvement and decreased straight leg raise in the supine position for the right side. Otherwise, he has a normal physical exam at this time. This is the end of the dictation for a claimant by the name of Gabriel Charles Raymond, Jr.